This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah, ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I just want to make sure that this actually worked. No, see, it's still zero views. Oh, there's a view. I just want to know if we're having technical difficulties or this is actually broadcasting. Yep, it's got views. Okay. So we normally have this class internally on Bayina's platform, but we're having some technical difficulties and I didn't want to waste the day. So I'm just using the open social media platforms to have our session today. We're doing grammatical analysis of Surat Al-Mulk. Mm-hmm. And we're on ayah number 9 now, is it?
Yeah,
we're on ayah number 9 now. But there were some technical questions about the previous ayah. So I want to start with that. Hopefully our students from around the world can see that I'm online. And the 20 minutes or 18 minutes that we have left, we can make use of them, inshallah. So I'm going to pull up the ayat again and just show you guys one thing that I didn't show before. So you can't see the screen yet, can you?
No, we can see the screen.
They can't see the screen. Okay. So let me do that. Bismillah. No. Okay. There. See, now I got tiny and there's the whole screen. Okay. Very nice. So we were looking at takadu tamayyazu min al-ghayz.
Yeah.
And we talked yesterday about how this is a jumla ismiya because this is from the family of Kana, right? Mm-hmm. And tamayyazu min al-ghayz is the khabar of Kada. Mm-hmm. We talked about that before. Some students read some other grammar books where takadu was called the jumla haliya, and yesterday I said, no, it's not. It actually is, and here's why. It can be, even though it's not a very convincing read of the ayah. So I'm going to explain that to you, what a jumla haliya is again, and some of its, not all of its forms, but some of its forms. So in English, let's start with that. So if I say, I ate ice cream while walking. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
That the while walking part would be a jumla Haliya, okay. You can also say I ate ice cream walking. Mm-hmm. This is also a hal because it's happening at the same time.
Yeah.
So when two things are concurrently happening, that second part is a hal. Now, if it's a whole sentence, and it could be more elaborate, right? I ate ice cream while I was walking. Okay. So now this is more wording, it's more verbose, but it's still the same essential idea.
Yeah.
These are all, and by the way, there are others. I'm tired of writing, I ate ice cream. It's making me hungry for no reason. I ate ice cream as I walked, right?
Yeah.
And there's another one last one after this. I ate ice cream. Okay, ice cream, and I was walking. Okay, now for someone who understands English, all of these essentially mean the same thing, the same ideas being communicated, which is what? That I was eating ice cream, and at the same time, what was I doing?
Walking.
Those two things were happening concurrently, right? They were happening at the same time. Is that better? Too small. That's weird. I like weird. Okay, let's do it. Okay, so these are different kinds of jumla haliya. Okay, now the Arabic, so this is, before we talk about the Arabic rule, I just want you to know what a hal is doing. Like one of the things that the hal is doing is two things are happening at the same time, right? So, you know, I'm talking to you sitting, the sitting part would be hal.
Yeah.
Or, you know, Ahmed is listening to me crying on the inside, that would be, the crying on the inside would be is hal. Laughter masked with tears, masking the tears of the soul. Okay, so
I'm pretty happy today.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know your hal. Yeah. Okay. So now coming to the Arabic. So if I say, for example, qama, or let's say qara'a. Mm-hmm. Qara'a, he read. Wa huwa jalis. He read, literally says, and he is sitting, but this actually means he read while he was sitting. So the wa huwa jalis is a jumla haliya. Wa huwa jalis. Okay. Oops. Okay. So now you can also say qara'a jalisan. He read sitting. That's a hal. It's not a whole jumla haliya, but it's a hal. Similar idea. Okay. You can also say qara'a yajlisu. Mudari'. The mudari', now two fi'ls are together. The qara'a is madi and the yajlisu is mudari'. That mudari' can serve as a hal. Right? So this can also mean he read as he was sitting. Or he read while sitting. Why is the word sitting hard to pronounce today? Okay. And then qara'a wa huwa jalis wa huwa yajlisu is also okay. He read while he was sitting. These all have, in the world of balagha, they have different implications, but essentially they're communicating the same idea. Two things are happening at the same time. Okay. Now you can also say yaqra'u, which is mudari', right?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
Oh, he reads.
He reads. Or he's reading.
Yeah.
Yaqra'u yajlisu.
He's reading while sitting.
So you can have two mudari's together, right? And if two mudari's are together, then the second one might be the hal of the first one.
Yeah.
You get it?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, with this in mind, some grammarians looked at the word takadu, which means to almost be, right?
Yeah.
And tafuru in the last ayah, tafuru is also a mudari'.
Yeah.
So they're looking at tafuru takadu, like I was looking at yaqra'u yajlisu. Right, yaqra'u yajlisu, he's sitting while, you know, reading, or he's reading while sitting. They're looking at tafuru and takadu together and saying, oh, this is a hal of tafuru. Okay, that's where that's coming from. The fact that there's a natural pause here, and the fact that this is a jumla haliya already, feels to me like, even though that may be a way to look at it, the fact that this is istinaf, which has also been suggested, meaning a new statement, makes more sense. But at least this answers the question for some of you that were talking about, what is this a hal? Well, if it was a hal, then this one, as it erupts, as it's almost, so there's another as, or while and while, right? But it seems also from a subject point of view that this is talking about a different, you know, episode, like the hellfire, Allah protect us from it, is being described. And as people are about to be thrown in it, they hear its outcry. That's the Sami'u laha shahiqan, right? Shahiqan. And then it's about to leap over and catch them, right? Or it's enraged, right? It's inflamed, it's enraged, or it gets aggressive. And then there's the other part of it that it almost leaps out of its place to catch them. Takadu tamayyazu min al-ghayth. The other issue here is min al-ghayth. So grammarians have correctly pointed out that this can be what's called a tamyiz. It's interesting that the word tamyiz is here, and grammar-wise, min al-ghayth could be tamyiz. So let's go over a little bit what tamyiz means. So if I said, I'm better than you, I'm better, which would be a really humble thing for me to say.
Yeah.
So I'm better than you in better than you what? You know,
yeah,
you know, like scalp-wise. You want to show people your scalp?
Yeah.
See what's happening? Yeah. Anyway, so in terms of what? I'm definitely not better than him scalp-wise. So if I said, I'm more than you, right?
Yeah.
I'm more than you in what? Like depression-wise? Like, you know, internal sadness-wise? Weight-wise? Knowledge-wise? What? There have to be some in terms of what? So sometimes there are phrases in which there is an in terms of missing, right? Because you can't just come up to and say, I'm more than you. And you're like, yes, in fatty tissue. Like you could add a qualifier. That qualifier in terms of what? That's called a tamyiz. The word for that is tamyiz, okay? Now, it became the fire is almost broken up. Okay? Broken up. And some looked at the word min al-ghayth and said, oh, this could be tamyiz, meaning the min al-ghayth is actually ghayzan. Like it's nasab. Because tamyiz comes as singular and nasab. So, rage-wise. which I think is kind of odd. It seems to me that it's more like a sabab, like because of the rage. Mm-hmm. But that this is why the word tamyiz was used. Okay.
So I have a question. So it's like Jahannam, like a, because some people say, or like some people, they say it's like an animal or like a beast that.
So yeah. So there are people that look at the Quran literally, mm-hmm. and there are people that look at the Quran and some statements in the Quran by the lens of a science called ilm al-bayan. Mm-hmm. So literally, okay, the hellfire has a roar. It asks for more. It, you know, يوم نقول لجهنم هل امتلأت وتقول هل من مزيد, will say to Jahannam, are you filled? And it will say, is there any more? So there's even a conversation happening between, you know, Allah and the hellfire, etc. And there may be some reality to that, for sure. Mm-hmm. Allah is saying it, so there's a conversation happening. But there are other things, there are other matters in the Quran where definitely Allah has used language of isti'ara, language of what's called kinaya, right? Isti'ara, makniya. These are concepts that are very important in Arabic literature. Mm-hmm. They always existed. It's not like the Quran came and eliminated all of these concepts. The Quran employs what the Arabs already understood in their literature, and they exist in every language. So we say, for example, the fire was raging nowadays in the news. Mm-hmm. A raging fire has erupted in Northern California, right? Well, you'll hear news like that, right? Yeah. But the fire is not, it's not like, I'm so mad. Okay. Like, it's not raging. Yeah. But we're using that word because we're borrowing the word rage that is used for someone out of control. Mm-hmm. And we're now using it as an expression to understand how out of control and how destructive the fire is. Mm-hmm. So technically, rage is associated with a living, breathing, intelligent being, or an animal even that is rageful, right? But now we're using it for an inanimate fire that has no life, but yet we're calling it a raging fire, right? So this borrowing of words, like it's technically used in a completely other way, but now it's used for here. Like, for example, last night, you know, the Warriors crushed the Celtics in the last 3 minutes of the game. Mm-hmm. But they didn't crush them. There was no bulldozer.
Yeah.
But we use the word crush as in completely annihilated, overwhelmed, destroyed. Mm-hmm. And now we're using that in the borrowed sense for, you know, the Warriors crushed the Celtics. Should make for an interesting game six. But anyway, so that's the idea, mm-hmm. right? So some look at other places in the Quran, like this one, min al-ghayz, like out of rage. Mm-hmm. Well, what is this out of rage? Like, for example, let's look at this I'rab book. I was just reading this. Was it this one? No, it was. I think it was Al-Farahidi. So let's open that up, and I'll show it to you. He writes a nice. You can't find it when you're live on the internet. If I wasn't live, I'd find it in a second. You know?
Yeah.
There it is. Like Islamic and stuff, like so many words, mm-hmm. you know, it's like Arabic and stuff, you know that, right?
Isn't that the Muslim language?
Yeah, it's like a Muslim thing. Okay, isti'ara makniya tab'iyya. This is the technical concept for this is a figurative expression that is borrowing a term from somewhere else, mm-hmm. and it's shubbiha jahannam bil mughtava alayhim li shiddati ghilyaniha bihim. The hellfire is being alluded to with, you know, with the concept of someone who's filled with rage because of how it responds to them. حذف في وحذف المشبه به وأبقى شيئا من لوازمه لأن المغطاة تتميز وتتقصف غضبا ويكاد ينفصل بعضها عن بعض لشدة اضطرابها. Because of its intense rage against them, it's about to explode and fall apart. The fire is being described in this ayah as something that's falling apart. May Allah protect us from it. وَيَقُولُونَ فُلَانٌ يَتَمَيَّزُ غَيْظًا. So they say in Arabic before this, meaning in Arabic, you know, literary tradition and the way they spoke Arabic back then, they say someone is falling apart, like they're ripping apart out of rage. إذا وصفوه بالإفراط في الغضب. When they would describe someone that is going out of, like into extreme bouts of rage. So this was this expression that تَمَيَّزُ مِنَ الْغَيْظِ, according to Farahidi, is already an existing phrase in Arabic used to describe someone who is, you know, like I'm about to explode in rage.
Yeah.
Like they would say, I'm about to, you know, explode into pieces with rage. And then Allah used that expression that was used to describe people, and He's using it to describe hellfire. وفي هذه الآية أيضا فن حسن الاتباع فقد جرى الشعراء على نهجها فولعوا بالإسناد أفعال من يعقل إلى ما لا يعقل. So this is the kind of thing that poets have done, and it's inspiring that they will use words that are for the intelligent beings, and they'll use it for things that don't have intelligence. وقد أوردنا مثل له أمثلة في الكهف وفي الفرقان فجدد بها عهدا. So we have given examples of this in Surah Al-Furqan, Surah Al-Kahf, etc. So what he's talking about here is essentially the idea that what you were asking about is hellfire literally angry. Now you could literally look at this, and some have, and say, yes, it's actually a living being and it's angry. Others said, no, this is actually to describe the intensity of it. The phrase is being borrowed as something that exists in the Arabic language, right? So this is the language of isti'ara, and both can hold true. We were meant to do this. We weren't, but there were outstanding questions about this ayah, so I had to cover that. Okay, so now we can come back to the ayah we were supposed to do a little bit. So we were at قَالُوا بَلَا قَدْ جَاءَنَا نَذِيرٌ فَكَذَّبْنَا وَقُلْنَا مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا فِي ضَلَالٍ كَبِيرٍ. Okay. So قَالُوا زِيزِي.
Yeah, قَالُوا فِعْلْ مَاضِي.
Right, فِعْلْ مَاضِي. Home, right? So yeah. They said, or they will, you could even say here, they will say, because قُلَّمَا is being used.
Yeah.
So everything is pushed into the future tense, so you can say they will say. بَلَا means of course.
Of course.
Or literally means why not?
Yeah.
Why not? Of course. Why wouldn't it be so?
Yeah.
Okay.
This would be, wouldn't it be a jawab? Because they're replying. Qadu, they're replying.
So this would be the maqul al-qawl.
Oh, okay.
So what did they say?
Oh, okay.
Right? So this entire rest of the ayah would be the maqul al-qawl. What is it that was said? Okay.
Okay.
So qad ja'ana nathirun. Ja'ana.
He came to us.
Right. Nadhirun.
A warner came to us.
A warner. There's a fa'il outside, right?
Yeah.
And we called this a fa'il munfasil yesterday. So this is a response to Alam ya'tikum nadhirun. Didn't a warner come to you? Qad ja'ana nadhirun. Yes, a warner certainly did come to us.
Yeah.
The qad is adding the meaning of certainly. Okay.
Yeah.
It can also mean tahqiq in the sense that it can mean already. So a warner already came to us. Fakadhabna.
But we denied.
Yeah. Then kadhabna. We, you know, easy transition would be we denied. But let's dig a little bit deeper into kadhabna. Kadhaba yukadhibu takdiban fahuwa mukadhibun. Right. So kadhaba, to call someone a liar or to call something a lie. Now you could have, you would have expected here fakadhabna hu. Fakadhabna hu. Meaning, a warner came and we called him a liar.
Yeah.
Or, فَكَذَّبْنَا مَا جَاءَ بِهِ. We called whatever he came with a lie. Okay?
Yeah.
Or, فَكَذَّبْنَا بِرِسَالَتِهِ. فَكَذَّبْنَا بِإِنذَارِهِ. So we called his warnings a lie.
Yeah.
But none of that is here. It's just كَذَّبْنَا. Which actually means everything he tried to say, we found a way of calling it a lie. We called him a liar, his message a lie. We nitpicked on everything he was saying, everything he was doing. We tried to dismantle and, you know, invalidate him in every possible way that we could. And our invalidations were so vast and so, you know, with so far-reaching, with so many different branches, that the only thing that can be said is kadhabna without the maf'ul bihi. The maf'ul bihi would limit it to one kind of takdhib. But they're doing all manner of takdhib, so we see fakadhabna, right? So qalu bala qad ja'ana nadhirun fakadhabna. So this is an important feature of the Quran, that when you see af'al being used or words being used where you were expecting more details, or you were expecting at least a maf'ul bihi, so, and it's gone all of a sudden. And you're like, why is that? It sounds strange, but it's meant to sound strange because these are rhetorical devices used to open up and the scope of the meaning. وَقُلْنَا, that's easy.
We said,
مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ, Allah did not send down.
Yeah.
مِنْ شَيْءٍ, this is called مِنْ زَائِدَةٍ.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So this would be the same as مَا نَزَّلَ اللَّهُ شَيْءًا. Ma nazalallahu shay'an. And ma is nafiyah. So Allah did not send down at all anything. Shay'an. And min shay'in is like anything. Come on. There's God sent something, please.
Could you also,
there's nothing that God sent down. Okay.
Yeah. Could you also translate that Allah did not send, or what?
Allah did not send
anything, or did not reveal anything.
I wouldn't use the word reveal for nazala, even though it's implied. It would be sent down, like, oh, from the skies coming down. Yeah. This is part of kind of their mockery of mm-hmm. of revelation, right? The, how can this happen? Yeah, seriously? Mm-hmm. From the skies, God sent him? No, nothing came down. Mm-hmm. Get real, okay? In antum illa fi dalalin kabir. In antum illa fi dalalin. This is a little bit tough. We did it a while ago, but I'm going to try to walk you through it. So if we were to just do this and we'll call it a day today. Antum fi dalalin kabir. Antum would be the mubtada. Fi dalalin kabir would be the muta'allib. That's easy. You are in a big misguidance. Okay. You are in great confusion. Great misguidance. Okay. That would be the sentence. Okay. Now, if I say ma antum illa. So I added ma to the muqtada, illa to the khabar,
yeah,
or to the muta'alliq al-khabar, right? If I do that, that means this adds the meaning of nothing but.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now there can be a clunky translation, but let's see if we can put that together. Y'all
are
yeah. In nothing but miss a great...
Great error or great
misguidance.
Yeah.
Great misguidance. Okay. Y'all's is the official translation. We're going to publish that in our translations.
Yeah.
Y'all's ain't nothing but a great misguidance.
Yeah.
You like that?
I mean, it's good. I agree.
That's well done. Okay. So, ma antum illa fi dhalalin kabir would be that. Now, ma, which is you're not at all, you know, nothing but, mm-hmm. there's another variation of ma, which is in. This is not the in of shart. This is the in nafiyah, which means you're in nothing but a great misguidance. It has the same meaning as ma. Okay? So we used to say to warners, mm-hmm. nothing came down at all. You people are just so colossally lost. You're in nothing but confusion. You're in nothing but misguidance. This is how we used to talk down to, this is how we were condescending to those who used to give a warning. Okay, so this is the entire thing is a maqul al-qawl. I know I'm on YouTube right now and on Facebook, so if I'll take any questions if you guys have any on this ayah. I'll see if I can keep an eye on the comments. Assalamu alaikum, master. Okay, Jedi. I'll take it. Okay. Yeah, Saad, you told us this concept. Okay, good. I did tell you this concept. Now, is that the question? Everybody's good?
Yeah.
This one is. Saad, is the whole conversation after kullama is mudaf ilay? No, the kulla would be the mudaf, the ma would be the mudaf ilay, technically. La antum illa fi dalalin kabir. La tip, yeah, rarely, but la we don't really use it like that for jumla ismiya. We use ma or laysa or in. So you can use la, but it's rare usage. It's not typical for the Arabs. Is the min there za'ida? Yes, the min there is za'ida because. Remember, what's the rule for understanding a min za'ida? If you didn't have it, you could say the same word without it, and it would still make sense. So if you say ma nazalallahu shay'an, it makes sense. Ma nazalallahu min shay'in, makes sense. So the min is za'ida. Za'ida does not mean that it's superfluous or it's unnecessary, but it means grammatically it's not fundamental to the meaning. So it means it has rhetorical benefit, not grammatical benefit. I missed the last 6 months, Ustad. Okay, thank you for that confession. By first saying not a single thing has come down from the sky. Yeah, not a single thing has come down. Yeah, I like that. From the sky, I wouldn't. It's by implication, right? And then describing their misguidance as kabir, it seems to imply that the kuffar were acknowledging how committed the Muslims of the time were. Like, how are you guys following him so vehemently and not a single thing has come down to him from the heavens? Just an observation. That's a good observation, Jeremy. Enlarge the screen, please.
Okay, fine. Fine.
How do you... Okay. This one. Isn't kulla ma combined dhaf? Technically, it's kulla and ma together, but that doesn't mean that that becomes a mudaf. The idafa is still inside of it, kulla and ma. And then the ma might be a mastariya, and then the rest of the sentence is attached to it. Ustad, did you want it to connect with Have Sabr channel? Have Sabr. I'll answer that later.
That's good.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Okay. No, min bayaniya, that's not what min bayaniya is. Min bayaniya is something else. Min bayaniya is actually elaborating something that's already been said. Why it's using in, not ma. So in is stronger than ma in negation. So that's it's a stronger form.
Wait, so I have a question.
Yeah.
So why do we have to translate the fa as so, but not as but? Because wouldn't it make sense more?
What?
Like if we translated fakadabna, but we denied, instead of so we denied? Because it says...
No, I would say then we denied.
Then we denied?
A warning already came,
then we denied. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But you know, in English, in the English sensibility, I wouldn't disagree with you. But we denied.
Yeah.
Would be okay. No, I wouldn't mind that actually. No. Okay, that's it. I think. That's very good. Okay, so let's see. Yeah, we're not gonna do this one yet. That's heavy.
How is
لو كنا نسمع ونعقل ما كنا في أصحاب السعير.
Is that like a hard thing?
We have to get into low. Yeah. I love that subject. I love it so much.
I love.
Yeah. Yeah. Your level is too low for this right now.
Yeah, we gotta level up.
So I think enough dad jokes for
yeah.
That was good. Yeah. I got my fill. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi
wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum, guys. Remember, do your best while we do the rest.
Bye.
Assalamu alaikum.